And have you ever been through the West End on a Friday night and noticed how, especially in the summertime, the streets are absolutely taken over with people on roller skates and rollerblades?
Never seen that.
Have you not?
Never noticed that phenomenon.
It is one of the most fantastic things
really?
In London. Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
They?
I used to run a club on Regent Street, and we'd be going, you know, to set up and everything, sort of around about 8 o'clock in the evening, and the traffic would be at a standstill, and everyone would go out of the club and just walk. All of the skaters go down Regent Street, and evidently, this is something that happens every single week in London.
I've never heard of the phenomenon. I once saw Skatey, the New York eccentric, who used to skate around New York in the fairy costume, and everyone said, "Yo, Skatey," as he went by. It was a fellow apparently walked on Wall Street in the day.
Well, imagine that times a thousand in London, and the woman who's going to tell us all about it is Melanie De Miguel, and she's one of the main volunteers of Friday Night Skate, which is what it's called. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Amy.
Now, I am right in saying that it is a massive movement, isn't it?
It's huge. It's people from all walks of life, all ages, and all levels of skating. We all gather about 7:30 at Hyde Park Corner, right by the Wellington Monument, for a fabulous two-hour skate, which follows all different routes each week around the streets of London.
Now, you say it's all different abilities. Surely you're going to get some, you know, scragglers at the back going, "Hey, wait up for me."
Well, when we start the skates, we always make it clear that there are going to be three different levels on the skate. We start off at a sort of nice, easy pace, so that it takes into account everyone's ability. And then at each little break of the different levels, we just say, "Look, we're going to speed up now. Can you make your way to the nearest tube station if you feel you're not going to be able to keep up?"
How did this get underway then? It's a tremendous thing. But how did it get underway, Melanie? Did it start naturally? I mean, was it like some people started skating around and said, "Why don't we meet instead of all just being hobbledehoys over London?" Did it start naturally, or was it some advert somewhere said, "If you skate, turn up here"?
Well, I think people have always skated around by the Serpentine. It's a sort of skater's haven. And also, for years, there have been major skates in the major cities of Europe. Paris is huge compared with London one. I mean, between about 20 and 40,000 people do that every Friday.
And is it just naturally sweet skating, or has it got anything to do with the heavy metal grunge culture skating?
I suppose there's a bit of both, but it takes in people who've got all kinds of taste. Mm-hmm. There's no problem. We have a sound system that comes with us, which is phenomenal. It's 1,000-watt output.
Wow.
It's basically a four-wheel bike called a Brox, and it's powered by four car batteries. Brilliant output, and we just bring along with us something... either chilled out sounds or
something. I feel such a fool. How could I be living in the capital though this goes on every Friday? I should have heard something about this. And there is yourself having to bring it to us.
Yeah.
How about people if they turned up, and I don't want to corrupt the thing, if they turned up on skateboards, is that allowed?
It is allowed. We've had dogs come along.
Hey!
With us as well.
Now we've got something going.
Were they wearing skates too?
Not quite in the same category. We've had people like Britney Spears and some of her entourage come down and join the fun.
Let's get back to the dog. You've had dogs just running alongside or actually wearing those little hats and stuff, because that'll be that's a thrill.
What, the dogs?
Yeah.
Well, the dogs just seem to come along for the whole journey. Not on his wheels, no.
No, not even so.
Do you pick up dogs as you go along?
No.
That is a thrill. Now, the skating was good enough, but now we've got added dog attraction.
What if you can't skate? Because I'm not a very good skater, but it looks like really good fun.
If you can't skate and you want to learn, we have a website which gives you all the information about the actual Friday Night Skate, or FNS, as it's familiarly known, and also the lessons and availability and where they're held and when. If I can give you the website address.
Mm-hmm, please do.
It's www.cityskate, that's CITISKATE .com.
And it's what does it say? It's a legal requirement for all skaters to be able to stop before they start. What does that mean?
Well, basically, if you're in traffic, in amongst a crowd, it's really helpful if you can stop.
Oh, I see. I get it. I've never skated, so I'm thinking you just... Yeah, of course.
Getting underway is all right. It's the coming to a...
It's not like a scooter. You can't just put your foot on the floor, can you? Otherwise, you go fast.
And do you have to contact the police and sort of organise all of this, or is it just a real free-for-all?
No, we do try and make sure that there's a big safety element in it, and I'm in fact a sort of volunteer legal officer for the Friday Night Skate, and I once our route is up and published on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally by each Wednesday of the week. It's been route checked as well, just to see if there are any obstacles and so on. I fax that route to all the police stations whose areas we pass through, and a letter of introduction and what we're all about and so on, just so that they know, they're aware of our presence. And generally they've been absolutely fabulous. You know, occasionally we'll get them coming along and thumbs up and escorting us until they get...
Have any of them put skates on?
Yes, we have had some come along with skates, on free time, of course, not in uniform.
Well, it's a tremendous thing, and as I say, I'm ashamed of myself for not hearing about it sooner. So it's on this Friday too, yeah?
Yes, the only deliberating factor is if the ground is a bit wet, it's better to avoid. But
it's better to avoid, but it's better for onlookers and bystanders to see everyone knows. Because there is a certain spectacle sport to all of this.
Yep,
so thank you very much indeed
for
joining
Melanie.
And that's a tremendous thing to bring to everyone's attention. Have skates, you will travel, you must be able to stop, which I think is no bad thing. And this is the music they play as you go round. If they played this as you went, man, I tell you, I would. And if you can get that little team of huskies in front of you, imagine two dogs, some kind of harness, you've got some well-oiled skates, and two happy dogs pulling you along through Hyde Park, over Westminster Bridge. That's the way forward. This music playing in front of you. What? London, it's all going on. It's not all war. It's not all down, but it's not all congestion charge. We have huskies pulling along skaters by their thousands every Friday night. Because who has more fun than we do here in the capital of the Western world? Take it away, folks.